He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
We received an anonymous message. I'm keeping them anonymous on Facebook. They'd like to be, you know, anonymous.
Sure.
But he wrote in and said this. My daughter is going into fourth grade, and now we found out who her teacher is. I've lived in this area my whole life, and this girl that I went to school with wasn't too kind to. You could even say I bullied her in high school. I tried to friend request her on Facebook, now knowing that she's my daughter's teacher. She's never responded. I'm not sure what to do. Do I try to put her in a different class, or do I just hope for the best for my daughter and hope that she will treat my child not the same way that I treated her and made her life a living hell in high school? So I feel like Anonymous is definitely in a situation that some people have probably been in before. And personally, I was bullied in high school. And I'm not going to lie, I've kind of hung on to that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that I would go as far as being nasty to somebody's kid.
Right.
But if I saw them specifically, I definitely wouldn't stop to say hi.
Yeah. Like I want to hope that the teacher is a better person and can able to, you know, not take it out on the kid. But the other part of me is like, if you just really mean to me, maybe I would be petty. But if that kid starts annoying her.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. If your daughter starts bullying somebody in the class,
right?
You're probably in bad shape. But I don't know. The safe thing to do, I guess, would be moving the child. But I don't know.
You know what? This is, is it karma?
Yeah.
I think you just got to let it happen.
You have to let it play out. But that's your daughter, too.
I know. But what else? Moving because of the idea that she might be treated differently. I don't know if that's a good enough reason.
What about setting up a teacher-parent conference before, like actually go through the school instead of doing...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This on Facebook.
And what? Bring up, hey, I know I used to bully you.
I don't know.
Sure you don't bully my daughter.
No, but if you got some FaceTime with the teacher, you'd at least be able to feel out the situation.
Let's bring in Amanda and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
You're a teacher for 5 years. What do you think?
I think that if he's requesting to be her friend on Facebook, that's... she probably is not responding to that because you don't want to mix teaching and Facebook.
Yeah.
And I also think that he should not move his kid out of the class. I think that might make matters worse. I think that he should confront her about the bullying that he did in the past and apologize. And I think he should try to make the best of the year.
Right. It's all he can do.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's all he can do. I don't think moving is the right answer. And let me tell you, if I was the teacher... and he came up to apologize to me. I'm like, well, looky-looky.
Oh, look how the tables have turned.
I am your daughter's teacher.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Amanda, thank you so much for calling the MRL Morning Show. Anonymous from Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You are an experienced teacher of 21 years.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to say about this? What's your best advice?
I think the guy should give the teacher a chance because if the teacher's there for the right reason, she's going to treat the child respectfully like she would every other child.
Right.
And I think that, you know, as an adult, you know, we deal with people all through our lives that, you know, may have bullied us in high school or whatever, but they may feel differently now, which he does feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that, you know, he would give her a chance to, you know, show her respect for his child because if you're there for the right reason, you're there to be in the classroom and that's who you're there
sure.
for.
Sure.
Right.
But I wonder if that kid turns snotty,
Yeah.
Do you throw the hammer down a bit harder?
Does
than...
the apple not fall far from the tree? And here's the thing. I don't know. I would love to, maybe I'll send him another message, but I would love to know if he's really, truly sorry for this or if he's just sorry because his kid's in the class. You know what I mean?
Like, good point.
Would he have ever been remorseful for bullying this woman had his daughter not been assigned to this woman's class? So what is your unqualified advice at the end of the day for Anonymous?
My unqualified advice would be you're going to have to stick it out. But be prepared to move because things could really turn sideways very quickly. It could happen at any moment.